Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long and shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. And hands on your lap. Softly close your physical eyes and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. That straight line is reaching the top. And imagine the line is coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine, reaches the base. Then the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And if you can imagine, please look at the line finally reaches the very center of the planet. So by this long straight line, you are firmly grounded. And by observing this long straight line at once, your inner eye is wide open to all the directions. And you start sensing the energy around you. So what you have to do is just observing this long straight line. And observe your mind. And this meditation is for mind training based on the Course in Miracles. And we all the time doing two things at once, focusing on something and observing the mind. What kind of thought are floating in your mind? What kind of emotions, what kind of sensing or feeling coming to your mind? You observe everything. Yes, this meditation is of the observer. So you are watching this long straight line and you are sensing the energy around you in front and in back and side to side and above and beneath. You are sensing some kind of energy. Your consciousness can travel around you freely. You might have a sense of expansion. You might feel that your body is lighter and lighter. Or you feel nothing. If so, enjoy the nothingness. And now slowly bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out from through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, just observe the breathing and observe your mind. Yes, definitely you can do this. You can focus on your breathing and keep your consciousness on your breathing, and at the same time, You observe your thoughts and emotions, physical sensations, and so on at the same time. You don't need to be attached with anything because you are the observer. Observer doesn't attach to anything. You observe your breathing, you observe your thought, feelings, sensations. As you already noticed, ego try to find to be able to attach. Ego is seeking the thought it can attach immediately. And if ego can't find any thought, now try to find some physical pain and heaviness and so on. So observe such kind of temptation. And if you feel that the ego's voice is so loud and you can't avoid attachment, so let the observer tell you can attach it later. And just but for few minutes, try not to attach to anything, just observe. If you have the accurate pain, still observe. If you are upset or big anxiety and so on, still observe. Or excitement, observe everything. Yes, you can attach them later, but now observe. We stopped controlling, we stopped doing, we stopped attachment, and now it's a time to stop even breathing. And instead, observe the breathing of God. Imagine God is in front of you, and now God exhales, and His breath is coming to you directly and entering your body through your nostrils or mouth. It's not you to breathe, it's God breathing, and you are breathed. And God now inhales, and His breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth with your gratitude and appreciation, probably. And God exhales, and His peace and His power, His life and abundance and harmony is coming. And He inhales your appreciation and gratitude is coming to Him. God exhales His joy and compassion and generosity, honesty, trust, openness, oneness is coming. And God inhales. His breath is out with your appreciation and gratitude. So this holy communication, so few more times by your own pace, and imagine whatever you like to feel, peace, love, passion, compassion, abundance is coming with His breath. It's yours. This is your life source. There is no other God. Ego is afraid of love. Ego is afraid of being loved. Ego prefers sickness and loneliness and anger and misery rather than being loved. But now we try to receive love, we try to accept being loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Somewhere in you, there is a part where you really knows you are loved. You are taken care of. You are protected. Okay, now slowly come back to normal breathing. staying in God breathing universal breath, being at home. So observe the space around you again. This space is God breath. This space is ocean of love. This space is a cocoon of the beautiful light. Can you sense it? You are among the beautiful cocoon of the light. Your body is floating in this beautiful cocoon. Probably huge cocoon. Or a balloon. So you are among light. Then now, how about the center? You can feel beautiful light around you. How about in you? You might sense the heaviness of the body still now. You feel some kind of heavy conflict or emotions in you. You still find this and that mind chatter in your body or mind or whatever you call. Can you remove this heaviness? Can you disappear your bodily feeling by yourself? Probably it's impossible. So let's ask Holy Spirit to remove this heaviness. Vanish this conflict. We wanna sense the beautiful light everywhere, including the center, including inside of our body, inside of our mind, and all emotions, thoughts, memories, everything is melting to the light. This is our goal, our hope. This is what we want now. So let's ask Holy Spirit, please disappear this heaviness. And once you ask, wait. And observe the beautiful light around you is coming to you more, more closely, and closer, and closer. And finally entering your body. Your body shape is already melted into the light. Inside, slowly, gradually, one by one, melting, melting, into the light. So observe. Stay this observation until you are completely vanished. You don't need to rush. You just wait. Observe. Observe is a playfulness. You know, you may find that your legs are easily melted, but maybe your back so hard to be melted. Or your neck still there. Inside of your head, still so heavy. Or your stomach is heavier. Or rather than physical sensation, some pain in your mind is still so heavy. Well, one particular memory still sitting in the center. So observe. Or you can enjoy everything is melting so easily. Wow. And some of you can notice that ego start rejecting it and try to fight against the light. Ego try to create some walls and making up so many thoughts. Judgment. So observe everything. Observe. Ask Holy Spirit. To fill out. Everywhere with love and light. A Course in Miracles said that miracles are everyone's rights, but before that, purification is necessary. But purification is not that difficult. This is purification. Our ego always, always making up so many conflicts inside of our mind. But when we ask Holy Spirit, to help us to receive love and light, purification occurs automatically, naturally, And we can enjoy to observe it. So purify yourself. Allow yourself to be back to your natural being as perfect light. And stay with the light. Again, ego try to slip out of this state. So observe such a temptation, and you slipped. Gently bring yourself back to this state. This very gentle and quiet activity, and yet so powerful mind activity, is showing your strengths and increasing your strengths. Don't try to think to get some self-confidence from any other things. Confidence is based on your strengths, and strength is increasing by such purification and observation. And this is a shortcut to touch your holiness. So by asking Holy Spirit like this, there is no more conflict anywhere in your mind, in your body. So there is no conflict because your will is God's. There is no conflict since all of your thoughts are love and light. This is from A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 331. So, nobody, you are nobody, you are the light. So you don't need to bring back a body. Keeping the state of without body, slowly open the imaginary physical eyes and come back to this room, please. Thank you very much for joining us and sharing. Thank you. If you have a time, please stay here and receive a spiritual healing. Thank you.